Okay, so this is the title of my talk. Let me go ahead. Okay, so what are we looking at? We're looking at the triple star system. We're observing this star. We have radial velocity observations for this star here. And there is a nearby binary system. But the point is that we don't know the binary system is there. We may even know one of the stars, but we certainly don't know both of them. It's unresolved, okay? One is faint, whatever. Okay, so what happens here? As a first approximation, this star moves around the center of mass of this binary system, okay? And in this example I give here, the period is 22 years, and I am assuming circular and coplanar orbits for the stars. Okay, so what did I do now? We generated synthetic points based on simulations, and we simulated points with the precision of ARPS, okay? And the observational time span is 11 years, so half of that period that I showed there of the motion of the star around the binary system center of mass. And this slide didn't appear as I wanted, but okay, this is the fitted, we have the radial velocity data points here. We fit a Keplerian orbit. These are the fitter elements, and these are the theoretical elements, okay? So from this fit, we know there is a mass there, but we don't know there is two, okay? And the sum of the this mass is the sum of the masses of the binary system. Okay, so now we remove that first Keplerian orbit, which we already fitted from the data, and we look at the residuals, and we look at the Fourier analysis of the residuals. And this is what happens for that example there. We see a peak at 223 days. This is the 0.9 meters per second, so we see it at this precision, okay? And this mimics a planet of 18 Earth masses, okay? It's not a planet. Okay, now I do the same, but now we have eccentricities, okay? Still coplanar, but eccentric system. And it's more complicated. Now we seem to see two planets, okay? Two fake planets. One at 487 days, 34 Earth masses, and one at 223 days, 15 Earth masses, okay? Look at the ratio of these periods. They appear to be in the 2-to-1 resonance, okay? And now I'm going to look another example. So now I bring the masses closer, so it's a closer binary. So this period here is shorter. And it's again circular, but there is a mutual inclination between this orbit and this orbit here. Okay? So now, again, looking at the Fourier analysis of the residuals, and again we see two planets. One of 20 Earth masses at 516 days, so a long period. And this is actually one third of the period of the star around the center of mass of the binary. Okay, so we know there is one star there because we saw that first Keplerian. Okay, so we think it's in the 3-to-1 mean motion resonance. Okay, this planet here. And this one here is a shorter period. Okay, so once again, these are not real planets. This is the effect of the binary. Okay, how can we distinguish? We can, but not always. That is the problem. Okay, in some cases we can, in some cases we can't. Why can't we? Because we don't have enough precision in our data and we are not observing for a long enough time. Okay, but we can at least say that the hidden binary hypothesis is as likely as the planet hypothesis. Okay, so we should mark that system to be observed for longer so that we can check if it is really planets or not. And these are our papers with more detail on these, and we also have a paper, B11. Okay, thank you.
Thank you.